Okay, we'll start the next session.
好，我们开始下一堂课。
I do need to explain clearly about how God imputed our sins to Jesus Christ.
好，听想要先说明一下，上帝如何把我们所有人类的罪放进耶稣的身上。
Now I've got three main verses here, very key verses to help explain this.
那这边有三个很重要的经句可以让我们了解这个事情。
But what we're going to see is that the sins were imputed to Jesus' body, not to his soul.
最重要的事情是我们必须要了解，这些我们人类的罪是被放入耶稣基督的身体，而不是他的魂。
And when Jesus Christ, when he was screaming in pain, it was physical pain. He was being punished into his body, not to his soul.
而且呢，耶稣基督他被处罚的时候是对他的身体处罚，而不是他的灵魂处罚。
We're going to see in Isaiah 53, it says he was pierced for our sins on his body. So pierced is like, you know, being stabbed. So there's that physical pain.
以赛亚书五十三章第五节。
Yeah, okay, let's look at
that now. But that part we understand because he was punished on his body, but it's nothing about sin.
No, no. You have to understand when he was being punished.We're talking about 3 hours from 12 o'clock to 3 o'clock. We're not talking about humans punishing Jesus. We're talking about God the Father punishing Jesus. We're not talking about human punishment. It's not the Roman soldiers. Now, we're talking about God the Father. This punishment is coming directly from God the Father, but to Jesus' body.
天父对耶稣基督的处罚是在他在十字架上的后面三小时。
Remember, this is one of Jesus' main purpose for coming into the world, to be the sacrificial lamb.
耶稣基督来到人世的最主要的目的就是要成为这个
we call the sacrificial
献祭的羊。
Okay. Remember, even when he was in the cradle as a tiny baby, he wasn't speaking from his mouth, he was speaking from his soul.Under the filling of the Holy Spirit, in Hebrews chapter 10, verse 5, he says, you have prepared a body for me.
当耶稣基督他出生被放在那个小摇篮里面的时候，他就说出说，神啊，祭物和礼物不是你愿意的，而是你给我预备的身体。
Okay, so that's a specific reference to his body, saying that the sins are going to be imputed to the body.The sins of the world.
所以这句话的意思是说神给了这个身体 but it has nothing to do with sin.
He's talking about sacrifice and offering you did not desire, meaning the ritual sacrifice and offerings. But he is going to be the sacrifice. Just as the animal sacrifices, you know, they were killed, the blood was poured out, etc. It's the body is going to become the target for the sins.This is just one verse. We've got other verses here as well.、Mm. Maybe this is simpler. Isaiah 53 verse 5.
那以赛亚书五十三章一节里面写的更简单一点。
Okay. He was wounded for our transgressions. Now, wounding has to take place in the body. He was bruised for our iniquities. That's sin. The chastisement of our peace was on him.And with his stripes, that means, you know, the stripes of the punishment, the physical punishment by God the Father, we ourselves are healed, meaning we're saved. We have this healing with God.
你说哪知他为我们的悖逆而受害，就是耶稣为我们的悖逆而受害，为我们的罪孽压伤。因他受的刑罚我们得到平安因他受的创伤我们得到医治
Now, some people would mistake this because they see these pictures of Jesus Christ and that he's being whipped by the Romans, for example.
因为很多人看到那个耶稣基督他是被罗马的士兵用鞭打
But God the Father is the judge. These Roman soldiers, they're not judges. They, you know, they're just doing what they were told by their Roman governors, I guess.True punishment, you know, the punishment for our sins can only come from the judge. That's God the Father.
我们不要以为哦，那些罗马士兵是在执行这个罪孽的处罚。实际上呢，真正最真正可以当做这个法官判决，然后处罚耶稣的，就只有天父。
Let's do the next verse here. 2 Corinthians 5:21. It says, on the cross. We're specifically relating to the cross. The Romans weren't beating him when he was on the cross.
而在耶稣被挂在十字架上的时候，罗马士兵还是来一直在不断的鞭打他。
2 Corinthians 5:21.
我们看一下那个哥林多前后书的5章21节。
Okay, now this talks about the perfection of Jesus Christ. He never sinned. So it says, he who has made him who knew no sin, meaning Jesus Christ had no sin, he was made sin for us. Literally, he became sin.
这边说神使那不知罪的替我们成为罪, 好叫我们在他里面成为神的义。
So literally, he who did not know sin on our behalf, he was made sin. You have the word poimen, well, poiesin here. He was made sin. God said, you are sin.
对，就等于是说，耶稣并不知道什么是罪，因为他不会犯罪啊，他没有犯罪啊，所以他是被神做成为罪的，是代替我们成为罪。
For the purpose that we could become righteous in Jesus Christ.
也就是因为有了耶稣基督，我们才有办法是无罪、是正义、是公义。
Okay, and then 1 Peter 2:24.
然后在彼得一书2章21节。
Okay.
24节, 对不起。 彼得一书2章24节。
Okay, it helps to look into the Greek in this because it's clear, but the English is good here. It says, he himself, meaning Jesus Christ, he bore our sins in his body. We have the word in here. Ben, can you put a circle around this, please? Okay, in means in. Literally it means in, and then the body or his body, somati. We have the word soma, means body. So literally the sins went into his body. Okay, and then dying to sin. See, it's in the English here. He suffered a spiritual death. He was still alive. Remember, he was still alive on the cross until 3 o'clock when they said it's finished. But by that time, the sins had been punished. But remember, while he was being punished for the sins, he was physically alive, but spiritually dead, dying to sins. That's what it means here, dying to sins.
When was that?
From 12 o'clock. Now we're talking midday to 3 o'clock.
That was the second part of the 3 hours.
That's the second 3 hours.
Right, the second 3 hours. 就说其实耶稣他在十字架上一共先是三个小时, 然后再来3个小时, 他后面3个小时其实他的属灵生命已经死了, 因为他承担这个罪。
Yeah, it's the second 3 hours on the cross. That's what we call the blood of Christ, actually, that because that relates to his spiritual death.
所以这个耶稣的后三个小时在十字架上，他其实就是我们称之为神耶稣的血，那就是他承担罪的部分。Yeah,
because remember, Jesus Christ did not bleed to death. So, you know, people, again, they get confused. I think the blood of Christ is Jesus with his blood pouring out. That physical blood does not save you. That's got nothing to do with your salvation.
很多人说耶稣的血，以为是他在十字架上流的那个血。那个其实那个血是没有意义的。真正可以让我们得到洗清我们的罪的，是他的属灵的那个承担我们罪的那个血。Yeah,
how did Jesus die?
所以耶稣是怎么死的呢?
No, I mean physically, how did he physically die?
所以耶稣到底他的身体是怎么死的呢?
Did he bleed to death?
他有流血而死吗?
And the answer is no, he did not bleed to death.
但实际上并没有，他并不是因为流血而死。Okay,
remember he said, Father, into your hands I commit my spirit, and then he breathed out. This is an active voice. He was in control of his soul, he breathed out his soul, and he breathed out his spirit.
其实耶稣呢，他在最后的时候，他是说了一句。
And so when he breathed out, it says he breathed out his spirit and obviously his soul as well.
他是把他的这个最后的一口气吐出来，其实就是把他的灵吐出去，然后他才死。Yeah,
and remember the colonel did a book called The Blood of Christ, and we have the doctrine on the website. When the Roman soldier took his spear and stabbed it, there was evidence that Jesus Christ still had a lot of blood in his body, which is showing he did not bleed to death.
就是当那个罗马士兵要看一看，哎，耶稣怎么好像死了？他就戳了一刀， 就发觉他全身都还是很多血，所以他不是因为失血而死的，他是在戳那一刀之前他就已经死了。
Okay, but Jesus Christ, obviously he was very much alive in his soul. Okay, and the sins are not imputed to the soul. That's what we have to understand clearly. But these verses tell us the sins went to the body.
反正重点是耶稣死的时候呢，他是自己决定把那一口灵吐出去，那个魂，把他的魂吐出去的那个死。所以他实际上并不是流血而死，他是完全可以控制他的灵的离开。
And a soul cannot be punished. I mean, a soul can suffer torture through incorrect thinking, of course. But you cannot punish a soul.
我们的魂其实是无法被处罚的。
Yeah, even the unbeliever, when they go to the lake of fire, it's really not their soul that's suffering. They're suffering physical pain because they're given another body. The soul is put into that body, but their body is designed to suffer. This is their second death. They're actually given a body for the lake of fire.
我们要理解啊，就是魂是不会痛的，所以真正当非信徒死后，他要去火湖里被烧之前，他是会再给一个身体哦，因为他们死了以后不是就在地狱这等着吗？然后等到要去送到火湖前，他会再被给一个身体，然后那个身体是会让他感受到痛苦的。所以只有靠身体才会感觉到痛苦受罚。
Obviously, in their soul, they're going to be very stressed out. I mean, they're just going to be bitter and hateful and angry and all of these mental attitude sins forever and ever. But the reason that they're so angry is because they're suffering in so much pain because of the physical punishment to the bodies.
所以实际上这些可怜的非信徒在被送到火湖里的时候，他们因为身体一直不断的受到各种的烧痛，所以他的那个魂是会有那种苦毒，会有那种怨恨，那些东西是让他们魂痛苦的地方。但他的痛，真正的痛觉是来自他那个身体受到的伤害。
Yeah, see, those souls, and anybody that has, we say, mental anguish, and it can be like a torture in the soul. Your girlfriend broke up with you, or you lost your job, or you didn't get the right president to be voted in. You know, these are anguish in the soul, but that's your own fault. Nobody is punishing you for that.
所以当我们的魂在生气，在失望，在难过，在忧愁，那种难过是在魂里头的。
Yeah, so true punishment has to be a physical punishment.
但真正可以所谓的处罚，让你责罚，让你会很难过的是经由身体的疼痛。
It has to hurt.
这必须要痛。
And Jesus Christ experienced the most suffering of any person in human history when he was taking the physical punishment for our sins.
所以呢，耶稣他在十字架所承受的那种处罚，其实是不只是那些士兵给他的鞭打，是我们天父因为他身上有的罪，在他身上的罪而给他的这些处罚是非常非常的痛的。
He couldn't even use a miracle to relieve the pain in any way.
而他也没有办法用任何的神迹去把他身上的痛给拿掉。
Because God's justice demands that there has to be some kind of a punishment, and again, it has to hurt.
那是因为呢，天父用他的判决要他必须承担所有的这一些的处罚。
Okay, and notice that Jesus did this on our behalf. Often you see this word "huper" in the Greek coming out. He's doing things on our behalf or for us, for our sake.
而我们要永远记得，耶稣在那时候所承担的所有的处罚、痛苦，都是因为要为了我们去承担。
Okay, so just, you know, if you haven't written those verses down, we had 2 Corinthians 5:21, Isaiah 53:5, and then 1 Peter 2:24.
What's the first one?
2 Corinthians.
好，所以呢，刚才讲了几个经句，包括了这个哥林多后书5章21节，以赛亚书53章5节，然后彼得一书2章24节，都是在讲这个事。
Okay, and in the last session, I also mentioned how we were born into sin as well. So I'll give you some verses about that, and you can look up those by yourself.
那 有关这个我们生下来就有的罪这件事情也有一些经句请大家回去参考。
Okay, and that's Romans 5, you actually said 19, I think it's to 23, was that right? 12?
12 to
21. Oh, 12 to
21. 好, 请看罗马书 5章 12节 到 21节。
Okay, and then 1 Corinthians 15, 22.
然后, 哥林多前书 15章 22节。
Okay, and that explains that we were born in sin because we were born in Adam. So from the moment we were born physically alive, we were born spiritually dead.
因为这边在讲的就是说我们生下来 就是身体活了,但是我们的, 属灵是死的。
Okay, and then by believing in Jesus Christ, you're actually born spiritually for the first time. So that's really, this is your second birth, but it's the most important birth.
那当我们相信耶稣基督的时候呢, 我们有了第二次的生, 就是我们属灵的生命在这里出生。
Oh, so, and there's one other verse that tells you, you're dead in your sins, from the time of birth, and that's Ephesians chapter 2, verse 1. So that's being born in your sins as well. That's another verse there.
那以弗所书二章一节呢, 就讲说我们也在重复的讲到说我们一出生就是属灵死的。
Okay, and so before we move on, do we have any more questions about that? Okay, if you go and look through the verses again and just, you know, try to digest them and think about that. But really, it's very important. You have to understand Jesus Christ suffered in his body for our sins, but in his soul, he still had the filling of the Holy Spirit. We have to accept that. That's what the Bible tells us. Because we know that Jesus didn't sin, and we know that he was filled with the Holy Spirit from birth. And we know that you lose the filling of the Holy Spirit when you sin. So he obviously had the filling of the Holy Spirit. He never lost it for his time on the cross. So. That's right. It was a physical
punishment. Yeah. Even though mentally suffering is not the punishment.
Well, Jesus did not suffer mentally anyway, but for us.
Other than Jesus, right. Other human, if we suffer mentally.
Well,
suffering,
you're doing that to yourself.
Yeah. Not the punishment.
No, no, no. No, if you have mental suffering in your soul, even if somebody could be accusing you and saying bad things about you, and you could be accusing yourself. A lot of people, they have like feeling sorry for themselves, feeling guilty for these sins. This is self-inflicted, self-induced misery.
就今天有一个很重要的观念呢，就是说我们所有的人，他的这个那种属于心里面的那个受苦受难呢，都是自己找来的，都是你自己的苦读，自己的生气，自己的怨恨。 这全部都自己来的。
By application, it can be suffering physically, and obviously it's very painful. People dying of cancer, for example. We have a friend actually in Houston now, she's dying. But every day she writes about this great happiness she has from God. And a lot of Christians are like that. They're applying the word of God. A lot of physical pain, but happy in the soul.
那其实有不少的好的基督徒啊，他们在身体上面受苦，比如说得到 这个癌症啊等等的，他们却每天都还在一个属灵的他的魂里面非常开心的状态，还是喜乐的状态。
I'll give you another example of a great man that we know in Houston. He's a friend of ours. He was hit by a car in 1972, 50 years, and he's had all kinds of surgeries and everything. He's been in pain for 50 years.
那另外一个例子呢，就是听他有一个朋友是住在休斯顿的哦，他其实1972年的时候，他被一个车撞，所以他身上就有非常多的伤，在这过去将近50年过去了哈，他依然还活着，而且他还是天天都在忍受他身体的各种的伤痛。
But I've never heard him complain about what God has given to him. In fact, he's always very happy. He never complains. He's very grateful for the life that God's given to him.
但是这一位Tim的朋友呢，他从来没有抱怨过，Tim从来没有听过他抱怨，他永远都是感激神给他的生命。Now
he said it was difficult when he first started. Yeah, and I guess back then he probably was complaining and probably maybe even bitter. But he was learning the Bible and you know, he grew spiritually. So now he's a very happy person, and he's probably I think now he's even in more pain than before.
他呢？ 有表达过说，当他一开始受伤之后的，每天要忍受这样子的疼痛痛苦， 他其实一开始是很困难的，但是在这么多年的经验中，他学习在属灵上面，好，学习到如何还是做一个喜乐的人，所以现在他也许身体比过去还要疼痛了，但是他却在属灵上非常的喜乐。
And actually, you know, this man, and there's another woman we know dying of cancer, they're among the happiest people I know.
那还有另外一位也是一个得到癌症的一个女士，这两位人士呢，听说都是他所认识的最快乐的人。
Okay, let's have another break for 5 minutes and we'll come back at 25:02. Is that going to give you enough time?
好，我们再休息五分钟，大概就是8:35的时候回来。